Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Uh-oh, I wrote the wrong book again. So I'm writing the perfect week formula right now, and I'd written the perfect day formula. Man, what's next? I realized that both of those books need to be replaced by my new perfect year formula. I'm just kidding. It doesn't actually have to be replaced, but this is another amazing installment of perfect planning, and we're going to take you through planning your perfect year. Hey, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I really hope we meet this year, because I'd love to hear about how I've helped you achieve your goals. Because my mission for this year is to help 1,000 entrepreneurs 2x their income and work 10 hours less. We call it the 2x 10 less mission. And I can't wait for you to be one of these people. You know, last year, I helped this guy named Ben Mark. He's a photographer in London, UK. I helped him double his income and grow his following. So he's looking forward to the next 12 months. And I helped a guy named Frank Den Blanken in the Netherlands to triple his income, 3x. He's a machine. And Brent Weaver in Denver is one of my clients. He had a good year, but he's committing to 2xing his income in 2019. So I got clients all over the world, male and female, all over the world, from Australia to Austria and every country in between, it seems like. And what I want to be able to help them do is achieve that 2x, 10 less mission. So over the Christmas break, I was actually working really hard. I was working on these new success tools to make this happen for you, okay? And I have these epic new worksheets that I'm going to walk you through on this call. Now, you won't be able to get them, given to you, unless you're one of my high-end coaching clients, but I'm going to walk you through a couple of these. So hopefully you're sitting down with pen and paper in hand that you can go through this. And if you can't, you'll still get a ton of value out of this. It's going to be an absolute game changer. These new systems are so good that they even helped me solve a massive problem in my business. And I can't wait to share these with you and take you and all of my top clients to the next level, all right? So yes, we did Perfect Day Formula and it helped you out. And yes, we've talked about the Perfect Week Formula and that's my new book for 2019. But this Perfect Year Formula, man, this planning that we're going to do on this show today is going to be awesome, all right? It's going to help you have a bigger impact on your income, impact, and influence, no matter how you measure those things, all right? So that's what today's show is going to get for you, so let's get into it. Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable. It's going to be out very soon, and my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, about how to own your day and control your life. You actually have to start there. That's the foundation of your changes, and you can grab your free copy at freeperfectdaybook.com so you can improve every area of your life. Now, speaking of books, I was reading a lot over Christmas, and I absolutely finished some awesome, awesome books, okay? And you can tell, if you have any familiarity with these books, you're like, man, you did read a lot, because Principles was one of them by Ray Dalio. It's huge, and it is a must-read pretty much for everybody in any area of life, especially the business person. I got a really good quote from Ray Dalio in a second. He's a hedge fund manager, and man, people, I think Amazon named this the number one business book of 2017, so I'm a little bit late to the party reading it, but absolute game changer. And I probably will say absolute game changer 9,000 times. Don't take that away from when I say it. I'm saying it because these things are game changers, man. They're so good. So the second book that I want to share with you that I finished is called Homo Deus by Yuval Noah Harari. He also wrote Sapiens. I enjoyed Sapiens more because Homo Deus was scary because it's about the future and about what might happen to humans. But it was very informative, and you do need to be up on reality about artificial intelligence. And that was another book that I read called Prediction Machines. It was more like I was just reading it for entertainment. Not really sure what I would be able to take away that for my day-to-day business, but artificial intelligence and prediction machines, they are coming, and that was not that scary of a book. It didn't make me think like there's going to be a Skynet issue anytime soon. Then I read a book that was totally different than that stuff. It was called Creating Magic by Lee Cockerell. It was about leadership at Disney. Very good lessons in there. And then probably the most important book that I read over the holidays was Traction by Gino Wickman, a reread for me and a must read for all business owners. It's right up there with Ready, Fire, Aim. So if you've never read Traction by Gino Wickman, get it. All right. And then I reread my favorite book of all time, which is The Art of Living by Sharon LaBelle. And it's a translation of teachings from the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, all right? Epictetus was a huge influence on me in creating the Perfect Day formula. His 3C formula, control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate on what counts, is the formula for the perfect day. Because you control the morning, you cope with the chaos of the afternoon, and you can concentrate on what counts in the evening. So that is one of my favorite quotes, but I'm going to take two more of my favorite quotes that I got from the books that I read over the holidays so that you can apply them in your life in every way, from building a business to going to the gym. And so the first one is from Ray Dalio. And Ray Dalio said, people are more emotional than logical, and they tend to overreact to short-term results. They give up and sell low when times are bad. And now Ray Dalio is talking about, you know, investments here, but it's the same thing in our lives. Like, we give up and we sell on relationships, right? We sell at the low point of relationships, even though they could be fostered and improved, right? So Ray Dalio says, they give up and sell low when times are bad and buy too high when times are good. And again, that doesn't just apply to investing. On the other hand, Ray Dalio says, wise people stick with sound fundamentals that through ups and downs, while flighty people react emotionally to how things feel, jumping into things when they're hot and abandoning them when they're not. All right. So that's true. I talk about proactive people and reactive people a lot in my perfect day formula. Remember, the proactive person, they plan ahead to have a perfect day, while the reactive person gets up late and loses their days and lives and legacy, okay? So amazing, amazing book there, Principles by Ray Dalio. Now the second quote, or third quote, I guess, that I want to share with you is another one from Epictetus. And he said, remember, you will never earn the same rewards as others without employing the same methods and investment of time as they do. It is unreasonable to think we can earn rewards without being willing to pay their true price. Those who win at something have no real advantage over you because they had to pay the price for the reward. And that's from Epictetus. And I've posted a lot on social media that you have to pay the price to earn the prize. Pay the price to earn the prize. And it doesn't matter if you're Muhammad Ali, who supposedly said, he hated every minute of training, but it was worth it to be a champion. It doesn't matter if you are learning how to be a great speaker. Doesn't matter if you're a boring, monotone person like I used to be in my videos and in my speaking. I've learned how to have better tonality, energy, difference in my pace and pitch. Because when someone was listening to my audiobook, Unstoppable, they were like, man, this is amazing. It's like a one-act play. And I put a lot of work into that. But I wasn't good. But I put in paying the price to earn the prize, all right? So whatever it is that you want to change in your life, understand that that's the way that it has to be. And you cannot shortcut things. So Epictetus, man, he was dropping knowledge bombs 2,000 years ago. You got to know about it. And if you do not have The Art of Living by Sharon LaBelle, which is a translation of Epictetus's teachings, please go get it. All right, so now we're getting warmed up for 2019. It's time to bring it on. I want to start with another quote, this time from a man who's dropping knowledge bombs today, my good friend, Bedros Koulian. And he said, stop making excuses, take control of your situation, and rise to your potential. That is his theme from Man Up, his book, his best-selling book. Man, that's in airports everywhere. That, like, this is not like some self-published book like Perfect Day Formula that has sold 25,000 copies. But Bedros Koulian's Man Up is in Barnes & Noble. It's in the airport stores. It's so cool. You walk in to the airport. I remember the first time I saw it, I was in San Jose. I walked in the airport like, there it is. That is so cool. My brother's book is in the airport store. That was awesome. That was a real highlight of my year. Now, speaking of highlights of the year, let's get into my first page of planning. I call this the ultimate planning page. And now if you have a pen and paper in front of you, what I want you to do is draw big four boxes. Okay, and two big lines on top of those boxes. And then in each one of those boxes, so in the top left box, you're going to write down 1 year vision. In top right, three key objectives for 2019. bottom left, three big issues in the way, three biggest issues in the way, pardon me. And then bottom right, who do you need? And then underneath that, make sure you put six more lines, okay? So underneath those four boxes, put six more lines. So top of ultimate planning page, the very first question I want you to write down, because remember I said there's two lines on top of the four boxes? The first question is, what are you most excited about in 2019? On line number one, you're going to write personal. So what's the personal thing you are most excited about for 2019? And then underneath the personal, you're going to write professional. So what's the most thing that you are most excited about in 2019? So for me, personal, I am going to be spending 5 months in Toronto in 2019. Now, I was on the road way too much last year. It hurt me a little bit in my personal relationships. So I'm going to be at home, February, March, April, all the good months in Toronto. Gosh, April is a special kind of hell in Toronto, where there's snow on the ground and rain in the air. And you are, when you have a dog, which I did, and I'm going to in April this year because I'm getting a new dog, which is one of the reasons I'm staying home. You are outside multiple times a day and you never dry. You never dry. Your feet are like always wet. Even if you have boots on, man, April is a special, special, special treat in Toronto. Last year, there was like a snowstorm in the middle of April too. All you Northeast people in the United States, you know what I'm talking about. So anyways, that's my personal thing. That, answer that question for yourself. What are you most excited about in 2019? And for Craig Ballantyne, it is going to be those 5 months straight where I'm going to build a bigger, stronger personal relationship with friends, business partners, and the female companion, and that is going to be a big 5 months. But also, as you know, one of the low lights of 2018 for me was losing Bally the dog. You know, he went off to Slumberland in August 28th, and I haven't had a dog since, and I've been sitting too much, and I've been missing my walks, and I've been missing a goofy old dog. So February, when I'm done my January travels and speaking, I'm going to get a dog. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to go back to a lab. So I'm either going to go get a rescue lab or I'm going to get a yellow lab puppy. So we shall see. All right. So now underneath your personal highlight, what are you most excited about in 2019 professionally? For me, I'm going to help 1,000 entrepreneurs to 2X and 10 less, to double their income and work 10 fewer hours per week. So that's what I'm super excited about. Write yours down. Now, top left, it says 1 year vision in that first corner, right? So we got the four quadrants, we got the four boxes. Top left box says 1 year vision. Write down your revenue or your personal income and your profit. If you're a business owner, you're going to write down gross revenue, then you're going to write down profit, and then an outcome goal. So like number of clients you want to get. Now, if you are a salesperson in a company, you're going to write down maybe your gross sales volume and then your personal income and then a personal, like a professional outcome. Like I'm going to sell to 100 companies, whatever it is. Maybe if you're an author, you might write down number of books sold, your income from your books sold, that sort of stuff. So that's what you're going to write down in 1 year vision top left. Now in the top right box in this four quadrants, it says three key objectives for 2019. Now, this is where you're going to write down something like, I'm going to generate 5,000 emails. I'm going to create, 100 YouTube videos, and I am going to, do 50 sales calls. So it's numbers-based objectives for 2019 that you're going to put in the top right, which coordinate with your top left revenue, profit, and outcome goals. Okay, so top left goals, top right objectives that are going to get you to your goals. Bottom left quadrant now says three biggest issues in the way. Oh, what are they? Is it your ego? Mine was ego. Mine was me. Mine was me and setting aside my ego, also doing too much work and not delegating enough, not being a good enough leader. Those were my biggest issues in my way. My issues are not other people. My issues are not knowledge. My issues are me, and I need to overcome them. Who do I need to overcome them? Well, I've got a coach named Taki Moore. He is he's the millionaire coach. That's his business, black belt, mastermind, all this stuff. I've also got Bedros as a coach. And also, I'm going to get a whole bunch more leadership training. So with all that in place, I've filled out the four boxes in the quadrants. Remember, 1 year vision, top left, three key objectives, top right, three biggest issues, bottom left, and then bottom right. Who do you need in your business to help you? It might be someone like a coach, might be me helping you, or it might be a team member that you need to hire, or maybe outsource, or maybe you need a book editor. Who do you need Who do you need in your life to help you have a better 2019? Now, I also said six lines underneath the four quadrants. And there's three questions, give two lines for each question. The first one is, what do you need to stop doing? Now, I don't know why, but drinking came to my mind. I don't need to stop drinking because I don't drink, but maybe you need to. Maybe you need to give up drinking. Or maybe it's more in the business where you need to stop doing the $10 an hour tasks. Maybe you need to stop going it all alone. Maybe you need to hire and delegate and get a virtual assistant or an executive assistant, or maybe you just need to finally hire an operations person, okay? What do you need to stop doing? And that probably coordinates up with who do you need in your life. Next question, give it two lines. Where do you need to think bigger? Where do you need to think bigger, my friend? Is it in your personal capabilities? Mine is in leadership and the reach that I can have. Maybe it's in your video abilities. Maybe you're too scared to make videos and you need to think bigger about yourself, right? Video is a learnable skill. Anybody can get better at that. So don't think small. Where do you need to think bigger? And then, last question for two lines here. What is your theme for 2019, huh? What's your theme for 2019? This is going to be like your overriding operator's motto that is going to keep you going through the tough times. And for me, it is be the man I need to be to achieve my big goals and dreams. All right? Time to stop playing small. I need to man up and be the man I need to be. All right? And notice, I was thinking of writing become the man I need to become. No, I just need to be the man that I need to be. I've already got the stuff. I just need to be the man. I don't need to become the man. I am the man. I just need to be the man. So there you go. I am the man. You just heard it right here. Now, this is one of the things I'm working with my clients. We go through that sheet, and then obviously they give me their answers, and I coach them through, and I say, what about this? What about that? I give them the outside eyes. That's a benefit of working with me in person. Now, here's the next thing. Then we go into a worksheet that I call the 10 fewer hours. We don't have time to do that on this podcast. Again, that's something I reserve for my clients, but we go through a series of techniques that remove them and import some delegation and some elevation so that they are working in their best capacity. They're the superstar of the business. They're not doing the $10 an hour task. So we get 10 fewer hours. So that's the 10th less part of the 2x 10 less. And then we go into the 16 cash profit activators. Okay, so I have another four quadrants around connections, assets to leverage, then special offers and profit, high profit. And so it's cash, connections, assets, special offers, and high profit. And there's four components of each one of those quadrants, and we take our clients through that, and that's the 2x component. So we've got the 10 fewer hours is the 10 less, and then the 16 cash profit activators, we find a way to double somebody's business and their personal income in there with those. Sometimes we use two, sometimes we use eight of those cash profit activators, but basically we find hidden profit centers in their business. Like money is lying around and we just go and pick it up with these things. Then we go into the five level profit pyramid. This is where, man, you can really crank up your profit even if you don't generate more leads into your business. And so we get into that. That's another worksheet. Again, we don't have time for those three. Those are like a half day on their own. All right. But then what we can do is we can jump into a very, very popular planning tool that I have called the 90-Day Domination Blueprint. I'm going to walk you through that. And there's some really cool stuff. So if you have a piece of paper right now, on the left-hand side, write the words, outcome goal, and three lines underneath it. Then you're going to need four columns here. So column number one on the left-hand side, outcome goal. Column number two, we're going to have three process goals. So process goal number one, process goal number two, and process goal number three, and put two lines underneath each. Column number three, which is the second column from the right, it will say 24 hours, 72 hours, 7 days, and 14 days, and put two lines underneath each. And then the final column on the right, 21 days, 30 days, 42 days, and 60 days, and two lines under each one of those. Now, I hope you saved a little bit of space at the bottom because there's three boxes that go across the bottom. And on the left-hand side, it says, who do you need? One, two, three. What's the big obstacle? Just three lines there. And then three accountability numbers, one, two, three. Okay, so you've got that page built out. Hopefully it's not a mess because I threw in those three boxes at the end there. But what I want to focus on right now is column number one on the left-hand side, outcome goal. Outcome goal is a numbers-based goal. So let's use a weight loss example for this, because we can do a 90-day domination blueprint around your money, around your business, but also around a personal goal like losing weight. So if we did it around outcome goal first, or around the personal goal first, and we did it, built an outcome goal, it might be, hey, in 90 days, I want to lose 20 pounds. That's a numbers-based outcome goal. Now, the thing is, we don't fully control a numbers-based outcome goal, right? We might have a slow metabolism. We might, you know, do as the best we can, but only lose 16 pounds. We might, you know, sprain an ankle halfway through the program and not be able to exercise for 4 weeks. And so there's all these external factors. And even the night before, we might, you know, have a whole bunch of salt, and the next day we're retaining water and it screws us up and we only lose 19 pounds, but we wouldn't be disappointed, but we didn't hit our outcome goal, because in the second column, we have the process goals that we fully control. And if you do everything about your process goals, then that's really success, okay? So if you hit these three process goals, which would be, you know, if you wanted to lose 20 pounds in 90 days, process goal number one, remember these are action steps you fully control. Process goal number one would be go to Fit Body Bootcamp 4 times per week. Great, I fully control that. All I have to do is get in the car, go to Fit Body Bootcamp, do the workouts, boom. Great, process goal number two, follow this specific nutrition program 90% of the time with maybe precision nutrition from my friend John Berardi. Okay, great. 90% of the time, I follow that, all within my control. Boom, that's an action step. I got it. And then process goal number three is just, you know, drink 3 liters of water per day and 2 cups of green tea. Perfect. Boom, I got that. If I do those three process goals, Fit Body Bootcamp, follow the nutrition program, drink the liquids, I'll get as close as possible to my outcome goal as I can. Awesome, awesome. You're seeing how this works, right? Then you go into the third column from the left. I'm just making this super confusing. I'll put these up somewhere. And oh my goodness, now we have 24 hours, 72 hours, 7 days, and 14 days. Well, what can we do in 24 hours to move ahead? Well, we can sign up for Fit Body Bootcamp. We can download Precision Nutrition and get involved in that program. And we can, you know, put a 3-liter jug of water in the fridge. Great. Those are the three things we can do right now in 24 hours to get quick victories, because you absolutely, positively must always be getting fast wins when you are putting together your planning, okay? Fast wins give you two things, momentum and motivation. They keep you going and coming back for more. Perfect. Then same thing, 72 hours. What can we do in 72 hours? Well, go to the first workout, and we can, you know, go grocery shopping and do meal prep, and we can, you know, buy some green tea. Perfect. Boom. We're winning again. 7 days, go to 3 workouts. Eat 90% of the time. And then there's a lot of rinse and repeat here. But maybe after like 21 days, you know, as we get to the third column, we can say, okay, in 21 days, we should probably do a review. We should, like, you know, sit down and review what's working, what's not working. We should maybe have a check-in with a nutrition coach, or, you know, maybe we hire a personal trainer on day 30 to up our workouts and our information there, you know, all that sort of stuff. And we build that out. So those last two columns from 24 hours all the way to 60 days as to what can we do to keep on track with our plan. And when you have that, whether you have a 90-day personal domination blueprint or a 90-day money domination blueprint or a 90-day time domination blueprint, all of these blueprints I work my clients through, you will know exactly what to do for the next quarter. And then you do this 4 times a year and you have the perfect year. Oh, this is such a game changer. Now, as I mentioned before, there are 3 boxes down there at the bottom. So who do you need? Who do you need to make this goal come true? This domination blueprint come true? Well, I need my Fit Body Bootcamp trainer. I need my nutrition coach, and I need an accountability partner. Great. Those are the 3 people I need. What's the big obstacle? Well, besides pizza and chocolate, of course, maybe happy hours, write all the obstacles down. You know, I hang around people that are overweight and they always want to do stuff that involves eating and sedentary activity. Okay. That's a big obstacle. Like, environment is everything. Environment is destiny in your life. And if you don't have the right environment, you are going to get hosed. So that's a big obstacle, and you have to figure out how to deal with that. That might be going back to who do you need, right? We need these new people in place in our life. And then finally, 3 accountability numbers, okay? So accountability number one is for this, you know, personal plan here is I need to go to 4 workouts per week, and I need to check in with somebody at the end of the week and say, I went to all 4 workouts. If I didn't, you know, did I get to 75%, 50%? Obviously, if I'm only going to 25% of the workouts, I'm going to fail at this goal. So that's accountability number one. And then also maybe there's going to be something about the nutrition compliance, you know, eating according to plan 90% of the time, or making sure that, you know, you eat a certain number of fruits and vegetables per day, or maybe a certain number of protein grams per day, whatever it is there. And then finally, maybe it's, you know, the accountability number is making sure you drink 3 liters of water per day. Right. So you have these accountability numbers, 3 liters of water, 7 days a week. And, you know, it's like, you know, just make sure you've done that 7 times in a week. So you have those accountability numbers. You check in with your accountability partner who is in column, who is in that first box under who do you need. And when you have this simplicity in place, this is where you succeed. Now you can do the same thing for your business. If you want to have an outcome goal of 100 clients in 90 days, great. That's your outcome goal, a numbers-based outcome goal. We don't fully control it. There might be external factors getting in the way, but let's break it down into process goals and action steps that will get you there. So process goal number one, okay, if I want to get 100 clients, I need to email my list 3 times per week with an offer. Great, perfect. And then I also need to do Facebook or Instagram lives twice a week so that I generate more leads into direct messages, but also to my free report to build my email list, which gets them into the emailing sequence of process goal number one. And then process goal number three, we need to run a low barrier offer Facebook ad or a Facebook ad to a low barrier offer that gets clients in at $7 or $27 or whatever it is. That really works in our business. That's going to be our third process goal. Great. Okay, great. If you, those three things are in your control, doing action steps, emailing, doing the lives, and running the ads. They're all within your control. Perfect. Great. In 24 hours, what can I do? Well, I can do a live. I can send an email broadcast to my list, and I can start looking up some targeting for my Facebook ads. Great. Momentum, motivation, quick victories, quick wins. You've got this, right? And then you build it out all the way from 72 hours to 60 days on this domination blueprint. And it makes a murky future crystal clear. That's what this is about. So imagine working with me. Imagine coming and spending a day with me where we do this for your professional goals and your personal goals, and you get my feedback and you get me saying, oh, well, you know, when you send the email, make sure you use this subject line and use this text and this call to action. And then when you do your lives, structure it like this. I'll walk you through all of that when you come to one of my events, all right? So we got you dialed in pretty well. Like I would say, man, this has been awesome. So you've got, first of all, you've got your ultimate planning page filled out. And if you haven't listened to this a couple times because it's such a game changer, an absolute game changer, right? You don't have the 10 fewer hours, you don't have the 16 cash profit, and you don't have the 5-level profit pyramid, but you've got all these other things. And maybe we'll cover those another time, but then you get into the 90-day domination blueprint, whether it's personal goal, professional goal, money goal, time goal, whatever it is, you've got a lot of plans there to crush 2019, okay? So, you know what? I'm still not done. I want to give you 10 more random tips to crush 2019. Because I sent these out to my coaching clients, and you know what? I can sneak them out to you too. So number one is stop doing so much and say no. No, 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 no. Like a 2-year-old child more often, all right? So bring out your inner 2-year-old this year and say no. Or do they say why? Who says no? What is it, like a toddler, a 3-year-old? Anyways, bring out your inner no and say no more often to almost everything. Number two is focus. Follow one course until successful. Notice that's an acronym. Follow one course until successful. You got to do that. Okay. That has got to be a key for 2019, because I know that's what is holding you back, because you bounce around, you're flitty and you're flighty, right? You don't want to be like Ray Dalio said, you don't want to be an irrational, emotional, flighty person bouncing from one project to the next. I get a lot of young folks contacting me and saying, oh, I was a real estate agent for 3 months. It didn't work out. 3 months? What can you possibly do as a real estate agent in 3 months? Come on, you can't be flighty. You got to be focused. Number three, if you run a business, identify your core offer and find out the best way to sell it and build everything around it. It's that simple. Mark Ford, in his book, when he wrote as Michael Masterson, he wrote the book Ready, Fire, Aim. And when you're building a business to $1 million, 80% of your time should be spent selling. It's crazy, right? 80% of your time should be spent selling. But if you do that, more businesses would not fail, but instead too many businesses fail because they spend no time selling and wonder why they can't get to 100 grand, all right? So identify your core offer and the best way to sell it and build everything around it. Number four, understand that a small percentage of top clients and referral partners need to be treated like gold, okay? They are more equal than everybody else, okay? All right, so when you find someone that sends you a customer for free, treat them like gold. These relationships can make or break you. I spend so much time on referrals in my Fit Body boot camps that I own. I spend so much time on referrals in my coaching programs, generating referrals, because it doesn't cost me a thing to generate a referral. Whereas if I go and spend $1,000 on Facebook ads, I don't know what I'm going to get. Okay? So referrals, very key. Number five, improve your sales skills. If you are closing at 80% and above, if you're a really good salesperson, raise your prices and make it harder to close at that level, all right? Or be more aggressive with your lead generation, because if you're closing at 80% above, man, there's probably a lot more people out there that you could get in front of, all right? Number six, keep overhead low and never take on excessive debt, especially the winter is coming. Tony Robbins said this a couple years ago. Bedros is harping on this. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. So don't take on excessive debt right now. Another thing is don't take on partners just because you think they will solve a problem for you, okay? Don't take on partners that you think will solve everything. If you're running a business, this is your ship and you're the captain. And never take other people's money unless it's your final and last option. So bootstrap it and be the boss. I know it's harder. I know it's so much easier to think someone on a white horse is going to come in and save me. Never works out that way. Another thing is, do not get married to a business plan. The old boxing saying is everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. And you can have a business plan, but like if you have a three-year business plan, I get like a three-year vision, but a three-year business plan is going to get punched in the face so many times. Listen, understand that the vision is there to guide you. It's helpful, but that's the job of a vision, not a rigid plan, okay? Number nine, do daily self-reflection on what worked and what didn't, and then do more of what does and less of what doesn't. My gosh, this is like the secret to life. Do daily reflection on what worked and what didn't, okay? So like, what went well today? Oh, I got up on time. I didn't hit snooze button. Or versus I hit the snooze button today. Okay, so when you hit the snooze button, you're late and you have a bad day. When you don't hit the snooze button, you have a good day. Do more of what works? Yes. So do daily self-reflection on what worked and what didn't, and then do more of what works and less of what doesn't for the rest of your life, and you will have an amazing life, okay? It will be an absolute game changer. All right, and then number 10, most important, believe in yourself and don't rely on other people to believe in you for you. You got to believe in yourself and your products and services and everything that is within you. Remember before I said I don't want to become the man I need to become? No. I'm already the man. You're already the man. You're already the woman. You're already the person that you need to be. Now just go and be that person. And don't be the person that quits. Don't hit the panic button if you didn't get a sale today. Don't hit the panic button if the roller coaster ride of being an entrepreneur or a salesperson or an author or whatever it is that you are. Don't hit the panic button if you're taking a dip today and if your stomach's dropping out. Don't hit the panic button. This is a long life. We are here for decades more. And one day is not going to ruin everything. Listen, there's a lot of comeback stories in life. And we have to understand that a lot of people have gone through a lot worse than we will ever go through. And they came out stronger. So understand that. A lot of people were born with situations, with circumstances that were so difficult, and yet they raised themselves above it. They didn't let one day, one moment, one handicap, one challenge change their life for the worse. Instead, they leaned into it, okay? So don't be the person that quits. Instead, do what Dalio learned to do. Detach your emotion from the situation and analyze the data. That's daily self-reflection, right? Then make smart decisions about what is working, what's not, and do more of what is and less of what doesn't, and do it fast. So there was an episode of the Empire Podcast. That's my other podcast that I have, empirepodcast.com. And I do that show with Bedros Koulian. And once in a while, because I'm not always in California, Bedros will interview other people instead of having the charming, handsome, young Canadian Craig Ballantyne on the show with him. And one time he had my friend Joel Marion on. He's also Bedros' friend, of course. We've known Joel for many, many years. In fact, funny story, over the Christmas break, Bedros, who does not drink very much, was on holiday in Hawaii, and I'm going to like throw him under the bus here, but he sent a text message, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Hawaii, but he sent a text message just to me and Joel. And he said, "Fellas, I've had a few pina coladas today and just want to tell you I love you." So it was pretty awesome that he sent that. But just want to say that's how close Joel and Bedros and I are. Like that's the only two people that he sent that message to were me and Joel. So anyways, on an Empire Podcast show, when Bedros and Joel were not drinking pina coladas, Joel said this quote, because remember I said, do it fast. Joel said, and this is an epic quote. It's an absolute game changer. So write this down. Speed is your friend. If you truly believe in your product, services, and message, it's your job to get in front of as many people as possible. It can't sit well with you if you're coasting or doing things that aren't moving the needle. You must always be thinking, how can I impact and help more people? It's your job to accelerate it with whatever resources you have. Okay? He's not saying, hey, you know, you have to have $1,000 put in Facebook. No, like, listen, if you don't have any resources, you still got to figure out what resources you do have to accelerate it, your impact, your income, your influence, and help more people. Speed must become your friend, and it's your job to get in front of as many people as possible. Joel is a machine. Joel spoke at my retreat. The man, he's been a client of mine. This is like our 10th year anniversary. He contacted me at Christmas time 2009 as a teacher when he was making $42,000 a year. And he then went on to have a $300,000 ebook launch in 2010. And he bought 6 phone calls with me, a coaching package I had back then, 6 phone calls, and he still has 3 calls left. He only used 3 of them because the guy is a machine. Anyways, don't be like Joel. Don't use all your coaching with me. You know, make sure you stay in touch. Don't go dark on me because accountability is key, all right? So when coaching clients sign up with me for my 1-year program, we stay in touch, all right? Because I know how important that is for them to be super successful. So never, ever, if you are a coaching client of mine, never, ever go dark on me, because if you go dark and go silent, you don't get the accountability, which is key for your success. You need someone to hold you to the fire and push you through the challenges in life. That's how we all get results. That's how we don't become a flighty person, okay? When we have outside eyes, when we have a coach, they help us stay strong so that we don't sell low and buy high. No. Our coach helps us buy low and sell high. So make sure that you have accountability, because that's what changed my life. It took me from being a boring, monotone person in my YouTube videos with no confidence to being the person that I am here today delivering for you. And if it wasn't for Bedros and Joel Marion and Matt Smith, my business partner at Early to Rise, setting a higher bar for me, I wouldn't be where I am today or where I will be at the end of 2019. And you won't be at the best position at the end of 2019 if you go it alone. So you've got that accountability from me when you're my coaching client, the accountability you need to move mountains. But if you don't use it, if you don't move fast, and if you don't persist, there will always be that problem that I describe in my book, Unstoppable. And that problem is called misalignment. When you say you want something and you act incongruently with it, you feel misalignment. When you say, oh, this is a year I'm going to get in shape, but you sit on the couch, you're in misalignment. When you say, I've got a message, I got to take it to the world, but you never write that book, you're in misalignment. And I don't want you to be in misalignment anymore, okay? No more. When you claim to be an operator is something I've been talking about for so long, but when you claim to be that operator, but you take the easy way out and you fail to pursue the mission and goals you set, your mind races and your anxiety engine revs and you feel like a failure. And I don't want that to happen anymore. Notice I said, fail to pursue the mission, okay? I said, when you claim to be an operator, but you take the easy way out and fail to pursue the mission, I said, fail to pursue, not fail to achieve. It's okay to fail to achieve. Okay, it's okay that you lose 19 pounds instead of 20 pounds with your outcome goal. That stuff happens. But it's not okay to fail to pursue. It's not okay to do the full 90 days when you say you're going to do the 90 days. You can't control the outcome, but you can control the process of pursuit. And when you are not giving your all, when you're not using your resources, like Joel said, when you're not taking your message to the world like I need to be, if I wasn't doing this podcast, if I was holding back, if I wasn't writing a book a year, I would feel empty and stuck and anxious inside. But I'm not. I'm unstoppable. I'm the operator. I just need to be the man I am and be the man I need to be. I don't need to become anything else. It's to be the best I can be. All right? So listen. Whew, yeah, getting fired up here, all right? Listen, this is an absolute game changer, right? Okay, I know, when I laugh out loud at my own stupid stuff, that's when I know I'm getting a little bit hyped up. Anyways, listen, you can have money and stuff and results. Money and stuff and results doesn't make you feel good. When a high performer has money and stuff and results but knows they are not playing up a level in life, that internal incongruence, that misalignment leads to stress, fear, anxiety, and defensive mode, and something just feels off. and you might be experiencing that. If you look back at 2018, maybe you held back. And ironically, you can actually feel more successful. Like if you look back 5 years when you were just starting your business and you were making less money, but you were pursuing it with a hunger in your heart compared to the complacency you feel right now, you probably felt more successful back then, more alive, more joy, even though you weren't helping as many people or making as much money, but you had hunger in your heart, not complacency. All right, I see this over and over again. Because maybe you came from modest means like me and, you know, you got to 100 grand or 500 grand or $1 million and like, man, this is more than I ever thought I would ever make. Because like if you go back to college, for me, I was once told that the strength coach at Michigan State University made $100,000. And I thought at that moment in time that if I ever made $100,000 in a year, I would be over the moon. And then you get used to things, right? You get used to some finer things in life. You're like, 100 grand, that's not going to do it. So listen. The thing is, if you do exceed the goals that you had as a younger person, you can be killed by complacency. And I spoke about that at my retreat. And when you have complacency, it can kill your culture, your company, and your community. Now, the good news is that you've recognized this and you've made a first step, a fast victory to getting back on track by playing up a level in life. All right, playing up a level in life, working with me. Now, moving faster, being persistent, staying accountable this year will make you the operator you need to be to achieve the goals and dreams in 2019. Doing these things, being persistent, moving faster, and staying accountable will provide the spark to reignite the fire within you. So revisit your values and vision that I've helped you create in the Perfect Day Formula, because your values and vision drive every decision. And then maybe go back and listen to this podcast again and reset some bigger 2019 goals so that you kill your complacency and stop complacency from killing you. Okay, that's what we're going to do. You got this. You are unstoppable. You are an operator. You will get it done. No excuses. That's the operator code, the unstoppable operator mindset code that will be in my book in 2020. I got the perfect week formula, right? 2019. All right, you got this. All right, I got 2019. I got it. I'm going to be the man I need to be. You're going to be the person you need to be. You got this. You're unstoppable. You're an operator. You will get it done. No excuses. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Thank you for being on this podcast. That was an amazing way to start 2019. Oh my goodness. I don't know if it can get any better than that, huh? Let me know if you agree. Let me know what you thought of this show. Send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine. Send me a DM or comment on one of my posts or email me at support@earlytorise.com. And also go over to iTunes, give me a 5-star ranking there. Absolutely love you for that. That'd be amazing. That'd be the best gift you could ever give me in 2019, I think. Well, maybe not. Maybe give me some chocolate-covered almonds. But also let me know what you thought of today's show, any way, shape, or form, even if you have to like send a carrier pigeon message. Anyways, let me know what you thought of today's show. It was absolutely so much fun. It was absolute game changer, of course. And finally, if you're like Joel and Bedros and Matt Smith and want to go to the next level and do what they did, they get coaching with me. And here's what you're going to do next. Go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you or my online coaching. I can't wait to meet you and help you build the perfect business and live the perfect life in 2019. You are unstoppable, and I will see you soon.